Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another evening of Access All Areas with me, Bobby Norris.
And me, Stephen Lang. Hello.
How are you, Stephen?
I am just fabulous. That's not true. I am absolutely mediocre. how are you doing?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange week.
It has a bit. So yeah, heard the news you broke up with your boyfriend.
Yeah. It's been a strange one. We was together a year. And you know, I think like with a lot of breakups, it sometimes takes a little while to kind of feel real. Mm-hmm. I think the first few days I didn't really let it sink in, but it's slowly hitting me a little bit. But it's a strange thing. Like heartbreak's never a nice thing, but I just wanted to say like a massive thank you. Honestly, the amount of lovely messages and comments I've had from people over on like Instagram and stuff. Thank you so much, because it's so nice in a time like this. I mean, especially in the global pandemic, for people to take the time to kind of reach out. And I'm very aware that I'm not the only one going through it at the minute. So again, just kind of wanted to reach back out to everyone else who might be going through the same, and also to say, look, stay strong. You know what? Surround yourself with good people, even if it's virtually.
Yeah.
Following the guidelines, whatever tier you're in. But these things happen, and sometimes relationships reach the end of their course, so to think, you know.
And that's, you know, happening all the time, all over the world. You're not by yourself. This is something that everyone goes through. And I think, you know, you will be fine. It's always just a temporary thing that you'll eventually get on from. Maybe you can be friends in the long run. Who knows? There's the one joy about coming out of a gay relationship, as I have found, is that that I've actually managed to be friends with nearly all of my exes eventually. It just takes some time. So so keep your chin up. There is some good news though, Bob. I read somewhere that you're writing a book.
Well, this is it. I've kind of thought, do you know what? I've always spoken out about my experience with being trolled online for like the last couple of years, and started the whole End the Trend to Troll campaign and went to Parliament and stuff to kind of make changes legally in terms of online abuse and bullying online. Mm-hmm. And it kind of dawned on me actually that since speaking out, it's helped so many people. Like the messages I get daily, it's so incredible to think that I can help even one person by speaking about how dark social media can be. And then I had a thought about it, and I thought, the thing is, I believe that we learn things as kids, really. You learn right from wrong. And so many like books that I read when I was younger, or books that was read to me, kind of had like hidden messages, or whether it was right from wrong, morals, all that kind of thing. And I thought, well, actually, why not write a book aimed at primary school age children? Because social media isn't going anywhere. It's a huge thing now. So we can only imagine how big it's going to be by the time they're adults.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of just speak about trolling and let them know that it's not okay. And also, if they're being trolled, that it's not them. Like they've not got to worry about it, that they don't need to change themselves, that they're perfect as they are. And it says more about the troll than it does them. So I started kind of putting pen to paper, well, fingers to Mac top during the lockdown a little bit. And I spoke about it in the last episode of Towie, and yeah, I'm pretty much a good way into it now. I mean, I've never written a book before, so it's quite a hard one to know. I need to kind of meet with some publishers, I think, and some publishing houses to kind of see, well, to see what they think, really. So if there's anyone listening, get in touch.
Any publishers?
Yeah, shameless little plug. But no, generally, I think if I could get a book out there that I know could be read by teachers and read by students, to kind of prepare them and let them know and make something positive come from the such negative experience that I've received, then it's kind of worth it in a weird way.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I think it's funny with kids, right, is that like it's with any kind of hatred, it's like a taught thing, isn't it? No one's born hating any particular kind of person. You're taught it by someone. And I think the more we can deprogram children and their parents to stop saying and doing things that that cause kids to, well, kids are now adults, you know, to bully other people, whether it's online or offline, is a good thing. So good on you. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's now you just got to get it published. Of course, that's the only problem.
Yeah, that's the big bit.
Just a little.
just that little part there. Just getting it printed and published. The general message is just be kind online, or be kind wherever, online, offline, wherever you are. But yeah, kindness is everything. I mean, especially during the times we're in now.
Yeah, I mean, this week, I think in particular, it's really felt like, is the world going to just collapse and like we'll all be living in tree houses or something? I don't know. It's like the weirdest like feeling, I think, isn't it? Because we've already been through one lockdown. We know what that's like. It just all feels like a really weird time, doesn't it?
And I think that's what's making it a little bit more confusing. I mean, at least when back in March, when we had our original lockdown, we was all in the same boat. Mm. So I kind of think it was that little bit clearer. Whereas now the strange thing is from town to town, this whole tier system can be so different.
Mm.
And I know people's home addresses are different to sometimes their work addresses with tiers and people's friends. And by Christmas, what happens if people's families are in different tiers? I mean, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge in December. But
yeah, it's actually a discussion I've been having with my family. I mean, if it comes to it, I may have to spend Christmas with some friends, or, you know, like, who knows? But if that's the way it is, and I guess that's the way it is, it's just a weird time for just accepting that life is not what we thought it was. And I think we'll all appreciate it when it does get back.
I think it's sad to think of anyone kind of spending any amount of long time on their own, but especially Christmas, you know. So I kind of hope that there does become a way of...
Don't want to be that person pulling a Christmas cracker by myself on Zoom.
Well, we can Zoom each other, Steve.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Bob. It may come to that.
I mean, we can sit here and we could have a turkey or a quoll, whatever. And read our cracker jokes to each other.
Something to look forward to. Really pissed. Absolutely. Really pissed. Yeah. Like, I did one quiz during the early days of the lockdown on Zoom, where me and my friends, there was like a drinking game involved. Can't remember finishing it. I have no recollection of finishing the thing, closing my laptop and going to bed. I was only by myself. It's just like the weirdest, like that time, just, oh, what a weird time. Anyway, we do have a show to be getting on with, don't we? We have some very exciting guests today. We have Hannah Kinsella from The Real Housewives of Cheshire. Actually, I'm intrigued to see, I think Cheshire's in one of the tighter lockdowns, so I'll be intrigued to see what's going on there. Then we also have a friend of the show, Cece Coleman. She's been on loads of times, and it'd be really nice to catch up with her from First Dates. And then at the end, we did a little pre-record interview with AJ and Curtis Pritchard, didn't we, a few weeks ago? They're a great bundle of fun.
Wasn't they, Jess? Another great show lined up.
Yeah, definitely. Did you, this is a bit suddenly changing the subject. Did you catch any of Strictly this weekend? Because I am obsessed. I cried watching it.
What was it, emotion? I've not seen it yet.
Babes. I don't know what it was. Honestly, I was like, I think it was so nice. And it was so like upbeat. And I was really like, you know, like when it's like a bit like when you watch like a sad advert or like on Children in Need or something, when you see like a bit and you're not expecting to cry. And then suddenly you're just really overwhelmed. Well, there I was sitting by myself on Saturday night and suddenly burst into tears watching Strictly. But I have to say it was nice to sit back. And I think, we're going to be in for a good show.
I've got to catch up with it tonight. I've been looking forward to it, and I'm so glad it's back. But no, I did miss it. But I know what you mean about certain things making you emotional. I always get that with a certain advert that comes out at Christmas, certain department store.
So John Lewis, you can say it.
yeah, there's no affiliation there. But I mean, if you want to send us some promo codes or vouchers, feel free, John.
But, I will take a bundle of goodies from John Lewis. Yeah, no problem.
Hashtag ad. We'll take the lot. But no, that one always kind of, well, some years more than others. I mean, gosh knows what Mr. Lewis is going to pull out the bag this year.
Yeah, no idea. But I think we're in for a good run this season, strictly.
Some of the partnerships look really good. I'm excited to kind of see. I think they've been paired really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. Nicola and Katia, I think they're going to be ones to watch. And also Gorka and Maisie from EastEnders. So, yeah, we're in for a good one. But I believe, without further ado, we have our first guest, Hannah, ready to come in.
Amazing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. Really good. How's filming been going for you?
Oh, it's been all right. How are you doing, Bobby?
Oh, it's nice to see you again, my love.
Oh, it's so good to see you too.
What's the deal here? Have you hung out at a party or something together before? What's going on?
Well, actually, obviously, Bobby's really good friends with Tanya on the show. He made a little cameo appearance, didn't you, Bobby?
Yeah, the girls come down, Seth.
So, yeah, we did.
Yeah, did a little cameo, caught up with you, which I absolutely loved. What a fun evening.
It was fun, wasn't it? It was. Honestly, I couldn't stop laughing. When you and Tanya get together, I swear to God, it's like a comedy double act. Brilliant.
Bob, why don't you just join full time? Why don't you just get up there to Cheshire and become the new housewife?
He should.
This is exactly what I said to him, because I kind of feel like a bit of Cheshire. I love a bit of Chesh. I just kind of need to find an husband now to become actually legit.
That is true.
So, I mean, never say never, though. It's a lovely place in the world.
I love it. Honestly, you'd fit right in, Bob.
How are things up in Cheshire? Are you guys under a different lockdown now, or whatever?
Honest to God, I've lost the plot with all this lockdown stuff, because I just don't know if I'm coming or going. Literally, I'm like, mask on, mask off. Can I go in there? Can I not? It's just so difficult to keep up with it, isn't it? But yeah, 100%. I think the restrictions are getting a lot tougher now. So yeah, it is difficult. And it's been hard filming as well. It's been really hard because obviously we've all got to do social distancing. And it's actually been a really nice series for me because obviously I'm pregnant and I told the girls I was
Congrats.
Pregnant. Thank you. And the natural thing is you just want to hug each other. You want to hug each other. You want to kiss each other. You just can't do any of that anymore. So it's just a bit boring, really.
And how's the cast now? Completely corona-free now, Han?
Yeah, finally. Jesus Christ, this virus has made its way around the whole of bloody Cheshire's cast.
Yeah,
it's been honestly
the old Rona.
Yeah, the old Rona's absolutely had a rave in everyone's lungs. It's been crazy. Yeah, because I think Dawn had it, and a whole of Dawn's family were wiped out for a while, and then obviously like Tan, her. I think Gabby had it. Yeah, so it's been around. It's done the rounds in Cheshire, I'll tell you.
Hence why you're probably in a different tier now. That's part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you finding this?
Go on, Bob.
How are you finding this series? Obviously, it's the first one without Christine being in it.
Yeah.
Are you missing her?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Christine was always a guest on the show, so... She was a guest on the show, so she did come in and out of it. She wasn't really sort of there all the time. But yeah, I mean, it was always nice when she popped in. At the beginning, me and Christine didn't get on to, you know, we didn't get off to the best of start. So, but as time went on, she definitely grew on me, and we had like a little bit of a bonding sesh. So yeah, it's been all right. But we have missed her.
How is it being pregnant at the current time? Because it's obviously things are different to what, you know, if there wasn't a pandemic, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Well, do you know what? I think in one way, it's amazing because no one's going out. And I feel like I'm not missing out on anything.
True.
So I'm not getting like the FOMO that I think I would have got if if all my mates are all going out and, you know, going on crazy holidays and stuff. So in one way, it's been good. But in another way, it's been a bit shitty because, you know, things like your scan, your very first scan and stuff like that, like they wouldn't let partners in. And especially with it being your first baby, like you want to share those things. I mean, me and Martin were really lucky because we booked in private scans and stuff. But I imagine for a lot of pregnant women, it's not great. Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that can't kind of be helped, though, is it? It's like everything else. You just kind of have to accept it and get on with it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thankful that I'm, you know, everyone's not going out, you know, loving life. And I'm having to sit at home. So it's actually been quite a good time to be pregnant, really.
And Hannah, I've got to ask, how are you finding the new housewife on the firm?
Lystra, yeah. Well, tell you what, Bob, when she first walked in, right, I was a bit like, oh my god, who is this, like, hoochie mama, like, she's proper, she's got a massive character, and initially she's very, very opinionated, and she's a very strong character, very strong personality, which, to be fair, I think you need to be to survive on this show. And at the beginning, I clashed with her a little bit. But as I got to know her a bit more and we went to London together and stuff, I actually find her really fun. Like, she's brilliant. I think she brings a lot to the show. And I think she brings something different. She's very different to all of the other girls. So, yeah, I like her. I think she's ace, actually. Mm.
So you've been on the show now for, is it 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah.
Are you still enjoying it as much?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm enjoying it more because I think my first two series, I'll tell you something, I got battered by these girls. I keep calling it the initiation. It was the initiation that I had into the group. Just all the like fallouts and arguments and stuff. But now I'm really like bedded in with everyone and I'm really close to a lot of the girls. So yeah, it's actually a lot better now. I enjoy it much more than I did at the beginning.
I know you mentioned you're not personally involved in any, but let's face it, housewives is housewives. How much beef is going down this series? What can you tell us?
Do you know what? To be fair, Bob, right, it's been a pretty positive series, which is good because I think in the current climate, everyone's depressed because of Corona. And I think the last thing that you want to watch is just a load of screaming women, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so. We really sort of kept it very positive this series. And obviously with like the baby news and all that, it's been nice. It's been dead uplifting. But yeah, there's been the occasional scrap. I mean, it wouldn't be housewives if we
exactly
wouldn't be housewives if there wasn't the occasional little scrap. But no, there is quite a bit of drama, and there's a couple of dinner parties actually. The first one, which is episode 3, that kicks off a bit there, and then the next dinner party, which is episode 7. Oh my days, get your popcorn ready because it is a juicy one.
Oh,
it goes off. It's like, honestly, a firework display. It's brilliant.
So how long have you got left of the current series filming wise, Han?
So we are, I think we've got 2-3 episodes to film still. We've still got a way to go, really. And I think things have just been delayed, you know, with all the restrictions and stuff, like all the events that I think they had planned and they couldn't do, and venues have got a lot stricter and stuff. So it has taken us a lot longer to get the series done. But yeah, 3 episodes left to go.
Exciting times.
Yeah, it is exciting. It is. To be fair, guys, I think this series is amazing. I actually think it's a really, really good one. I think the new housewife adds a lot to it. There's a good amount of drama. There's a good amount of fun, positive stuff. It's a real good mishmash, this series. And even though, like, we've had the restrictions and it's all a bit shitty with the social distancing and that, I still think they've pulled off an amazing series. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Obviously, Housewives is like an international series. There's ones from all over the globe. Where have you ever been recognised anywhere strange, or like had any real strange experiences of people?
Yeah, it's weird. You get recognised everywhere. Honestly, that was one of the strangest things at the beginning, because obviously you crack on, don't you? And you think, oh, whatever. And then it's only when you're like, I don't know, like in a supermarket or something, and someone like comes up, oh my God, Hannah, oh my God. And the funny thing is, like, everyone that you bump into or you meet, like the general public, they love giving you advice. You know, like next time you see that door, this is what you need to say. No. You know, like, and it's brilliant, because it's like everyone knows your group of mates. It's fabulous. Like,
is it not annoying, though?
No, sometimes. I love it. I'm like, I can have a right bitch about, like, my mates that everyone knows. So it's great. But, yeah, I think, even abroad, I mean, me and Martin go to Mallorca. Well, we did go to Mallorca quite often, but, like, they love it out in Mallorca. And we always
really?
Get stopped. Yeah, they love it. They love it. So we always get stopped in Mallorca as well. And, you know, people asking, oh, how's it going? And da, da, da. So, yeah, it's nice. We get an overall really nice response from the public. So it's good. It is good.
Hey, do you think when little Bubba's born, I guess he'll be next series by then, but what's the situation? Is he, she going to make a little appearance on the show?
I swear to God, Bob, this kid is going to be like, you are the most embarrassing mum ever. Because literally, he's going to be like, you've had me on telly while I've been in the womb. Seriously.
You're turning into Kris Jenner.
Yeah, this poor kid's been on TV before it's even landed in the world. I think the thing is, because Housewives, I mean, I love the way that the show works, because it follows our real lives. Like, it is a reality show, and it covers, you know, all aspects. I know there's obviously the conflicts between the girls and, you know, the relationships between the girls, but it does follow our real lives. Like, it follows our businesses and what we do day to day. So it's only natural for them to have followed the pregnancy and, you know, followed the journey with having a baby and stuff. I think he's probably going to make, or he or she is probably going to make some sort of little appearance, I'm sure.
I know we don't want to keep for too much longer because I know time's tight, but how is the pregnancy generally? Are you finding it okay? Like, are you one of those people who just sails on through, or...
Do you know what? I feel like I've cheated pregnancy, because loads of my friends have said to me, oh, you're going to feel sick, the smells are going to be really weird, you're going to be put off loads of food. I swear to God, guys, I've had nothing. I've been so lucky. I'm literally shitting myself because I'm thinking birth is going to get me back.
Oh, yeah, that's the one thing you don't want.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I've had the smoothest pregnancy. I'm going to end up getting absolutely destroyed at birth. I've actually been fine. I've not had any sickness. I've been a bit more tired than usual, and I've been a bit more like hormone, you know, like crying at random shit.
That's just the times we live in as well, though, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but it's weird stuff. It's like, I've run out of, like, I don't know, run out of toothpaste, like, start crying. It's weird. The weirdest stuff is making me cry. It's just weird. I've actually been fine, and I've sailed through it pretty well.
Well, yeah. Lucky you.
I know. Touch wood.
And you're looking amazing as well, Han.
Oh, thanks, darling. Thank you.
So when can we catch Real Housewives?
Monday night, 9 p.m, ITVB.
Well done. Good plug, Hannah. Impressed.
Yes, it's every Monday night. Yeah, 9 p.m. And obviously it's on the ITV hub as well for catch up. Can I just say, Bob, you are looking fit recently.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus,
babe.
Christ, I was looking at your Instagram going, bloody hell, look at this body.
Oh, thanks. I'm getting myself all ready for the move to Cheshire.
Oh my God, well, you did a good bloody job of it. Jesus, loving it.
Well, thanks, Hannah. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day to speak to us.
No worries. It's been lovely to speak to you both.
Cheers. Take care, babe. Hope to see you soon, my love.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, Bob. Take care. Bye.
Love us.
I can see it, Bob. I can see you as the GBF going into the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it. No, she seems lovely. I mean, yeah, what a funny time to be pregnant, though, I have to say.
I know, bless it. I mean, because you guess in a way, you kind of forget that the world's still, things are happening, you know, and there's still so much talk of, obviously, the panny day, and you kind of think, oh, God, there's obviously people still going through pregnancies and living.
Yeah.
So bless them. And like I say, when it comes down to the scans and stuff, I guess unless you're in that situation or you know firsthand, they're things you don't even really think of, that people aren't able to take their partners to scans.
It's supposed to be like a real moment for a couple, isn't it? Sitting, having their scan together and all that, but not at the moment. Cece is here, so let's get her in.
Perfect.
Wow, you look absolutely gorgeous this evening.
I did my hair.
Oh, well, we appreciate it.
Little bouncy blow.
It's quite nice to just do my hair and my makeup. I've been living in sports gear, so this is like, got a little top on, I got a bra on.
Well, that's very impressive. I've got my joggers and flip-flops on underneath here, so, you know.
Well, yeah, this is here up, down there. Don't
How you doing anyway, love? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Super pleased to have you on. I think, didn't we have you on the show earlier this year, just before the pandemic hit? Yeah.
We did, yeah. You helped my dating life out, yeah.
Yes, that's right, yeah. So, you and I actually appeared on an advert together, I believe, wasn't it? It was like a picture advert of you and me on Hinge or something that I saw.
Oh, yeah, because Hinge picked up on, accidentally, I mentioned their name, they picked up on it. So, they gave me another chance. They reinstated my membership.
How kind of them. Did it work out for you?
Yeah, it did, actually.
Well, look at that.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so, well, that's more promo for Hinge. They'll be delighted.
Yeah, exactly. Give me some money. Thank you.
how have the last few months been for you?
Oh, God. Like everyone, probably really up, really down, probably more down than up. But I've found a really nice positive from those downs. Like my strength, I didn't know I was that strong. And I'm quite, I'm not very good at giving myself a pat on the back, but yeah, I think I found some strength that I didn't know I had. So I feel quite pleased with myself.
In what way? What way do you mean? Just kind of how you got through it or?
Yeah, just like I didn't realize, I think I just accepted like a bit more about myself. I never really experienced or I never understood what loneliness was. And lockdown really just brought that to surface. So rather than me judging myself, which I'm very good at doing, I just thought, well, I mean, I am on my own. So if I'm lonely, it kind of makes sense. And I just kind of worked through those emotions and feelings, and yeah, just really I just allowed less judgment, should I say.
I mean, ideal. If you can make the most out of a bad situation, then of course, why not?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. You've spoken about your love of Pilates. Do you find it really good as well as for the body? Is it like good for the mind as well?
It's that's got me through lockdown, to be fair. I mean, I was doing it anyway. I was taking it. I was a student and I trained in January, passed my exam and then just went straight into teaching. Then lockdown happened and I was like, oh my God, what do I do now? So I started doing these Instagram lives, realizing that I was getting such a buzz from everybody else's buzz. And it was, I didn't know who it was helping more, but I just thought this feels so, so good. And then the feedback was incredible. So I turned into a little, like a membership scheme. And it just, yeah, if I hadn't had that, I don't know how I would be right now, because that mentally just gave me life and gave me a purpose. I had to get up for all these people. I had to help these people. So I had a reason to sort of exist, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And actually, Bob, you've really found solace in exercise, haven't you, in the last few months?
Oh my God, massive. I'm so the same. Like, it generally, I believe, got me through the lockdown. Being able to train was, regardless of body, it was all for my head and my mind, and for what it does for that alone, you're just so grateful, aren't you? And I've never been a massive fitness lover, but yeah, something just kind of clicked in me, and I found myself getting excited, getting up in the morning to then get get that buzz from training again and feeling good. And I'm a big believer, if your mind feels good, that in itself has the knock-on effect for the body, and it all becomes a circle.
Were you doing online stuff or your own, like at home?
So I was doing stuff in the garden. I was going out and about, like obviously for the hour we was allowed to go outside, so kind of doing a walk and doing a running, but everything was kind of inside, because obviously all the gyms were shut. So I mean, it was a strange time to try to get into fitness, but I thought it was going to go one way or the other. I was going to literally spend 3 months in the fridge, or I was going to try and do something about it. But you know, it's kind of, that will never go now. Like, touch wood, like, that love has only grown and grown. So for me, like, the minute gyms did start opening and being able to do that, it's, I just find it just makes me feel better. Yeah. So I guess it's exactly the same for you.
Yeah, exactly that. I feel like I found my path now. I was always into fitness, but I wasn't like an avid, and I would, you know, dip in, dip out. But now I'm just like seeing how my body's changed and feeling like I feel light. I feel like in the morning I jump out of bed because I'm stronger, and then that feeds my mental state and vice versa. So I just feel quite bloody powerful, to be fair with you.
And you really should. I mean, I think I'm looking at the pictures of your transformation. Yeah. You got like a six pack now and everything.
I did not know I could do that, honestly. I just, you know, when you're just like, this is me, this is who I am, this is my body shape. And I was like, oh my God, I've got abs! Oh my God, I want to take a picture of this. I was so chuffed, I couldn't believe it. And the strength behind the abs, like, we've all got abs anyway. I've learned that too. Everybody's got a six pack, it's just covered with like stuff, wine.
Plenty of that.
So I was just so, I just, yeah, I'm looking down now, like feeling my belly. I couldn't believe it. I'm so chuffed with what, I hope I carry on, like when whatever happens, and I don't know what the world's going to turn into now, but hopefully things will turn a little bit more normal. And I hope to, like, that I can keep this, the journey, because yeah, I just feel good.
I think, yeah, if you like the way you feel, there's no reason why you shouldn't, really, isn't there? I mean, I think, you're looking great, so why would you not want to keep that up?
Thanks, cheers, I'll take it.
First Dates is back.
It is back, finally, yes it is.
Tell us a bit about this series.
So we're doing a bit of a mix, we've got a combination, so we're throwing in all the best bits, that actually doesn't start till next week, so this end of series is tomorrow, and then next week is the combination, so just all the best bits, all the juice in one, and there's six episodes of that. So
will this be you giving a little commentary to things that people hadn't seen before and stuff like that, like that kind of thing? And
yeah, it will be like, yeah, it will be, I guess, a bit more funny, a bit more a bit more saucy, you know, stuff thrown in. Yeah, the fun stuff that I like.
And is it funny to be back filming again? Sorry, bro.
No, sorry, go on.
Is it nice to be back and kind of filming? And so I guess did you have to pause during the whole pandemic and the lockdown?
Yeah, we had massive, lots of it was blocked. So for me, it was like going back to work, and I love working. So it was, you know, and obviously seeing people was like, you know, a snippet of normality. So yeah, it did feel really, really nice. I feel very lucky that we were able to do that. I mean, there was a million and one restrictions, but we got through it, and we still made what I think is going to be an incredible series. So very happy.
And it's such a lovely TV show, especially in the kind of the dark grey times that we're going through at the minute, for kind of people to still kind of have that show, which it's a feel good show, you know, and there seems to be like an obsession. We love seeing people kind of fall in love, and whether it works out and if it don't, I think we're all intrigued by people dating. So that's why it's just, I think, such an amazing show.
Yeah, I think, I watching it now in lockdown or whatever we are in now, I've got a new appreciation for it, because you kind of forget what you do, and it's not, it's very much about the dates, but when you watch yourself back on TV, you can't help but go, oh, what did I say, what did I do? But I actually watched it for the series, and I watched it for exactly what it is, which I think is also an incredible show of just love, something that everyone can relate to. Even when people, they mess up, it makes you feel good, because you think, oh my God, I've said that on a day, I did that too. So it's that constant like reassurance that you're not on your own, when we have all been on our own for such a long time now. You're normal, and it's everybody loves love. We all ultimately want to be and fall in love. So it's kind of, we're just ticking all the boxes, really.
I think the good thing about first dates is that, like, for someone like me who's very anti-date, like the idea of going on a date just like terrifies me. Which yeah, I just hate it, absolutely hate it. Which is weird because I talk for a job and I'm quite like, but I something about it just makes me like close up. But watching something like First Dates is quite good for me because, like you kind of said, it kind of proves that like everyone's doing it, and if you do make mistakes, it really isn't the end of the world, I think. Because I get this idea that I'm going to say something stupid, and I just hate it. I haven't been on a date in 4 years. So like...
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
Oh like, my God.
I'm too well, you know, first dates never got back to me. I did apply. I told you, yeah. I'm not bitter about it at all. But that's something that's actually quite big for me. And I think it is nice to see on the show that people are doing it, and it doesn't always lead to a long-term relationship. In fact, quite often it doesn't. But like, it is just about meeting people and seeing their connection and chemistry.
And I don't think there's mistakes either, because it's just humans being humans. You know, if you're nervous, you're going to act a certain way. Like, I go red when I'm nervous and I hate it, but it's very normal. And, you know, if that's the worst thing I do is go bright red, then hey ho. Do you know what I mean? It's really not that bad. So I don't think there's mistakes. It's just...
Yeah, you're right.
You see humans being humans and allowing themselves to what we would class as fuck up. Am I allowed to say that?
You can.
Yeah, go for it, girl.
So yeah, it's nice to see those things, because again, it's just reassurance, like, we're all normal, everyone's the same.
Yeah, totally.
And I think so many of us do put pressure on ourselves when we are dating, like, and I don't know if we just get it in our heads, but it's nice to know that other people kind of, like Steven says, you kind of hate it. And for me, I kind of, even down to the point of, I get really conscious about what meal I'm going to order. Do you know what I mean? Because I think, oh, how awkward is it? Like, I'd never order a spaghetti bolognese. I think it's just such a messy meal. I think, right, if I have a steak, it's quite an easy thing. But then you think, oh, gosh, if it turns out to be vegan, I don't want to offend it. Like, in my head, I start having this whole debate. I think, right, so that's pasta off the menu, because that one's messy. So in the end, it just becomes, you think, oh, I'll just have a bowl of pistachios or something and a bit of bread and
a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Oh, that is a lot to go on before, like, I actually feel for you, because that already is just adding pressure. I think I did, maybe because I've worked on the show and I see what goes on, it's made it okay for me to not be perfect or not get it right, or if I spill stuff, like, I do that. And, you know, if you don't like me dribbling and spitting everywhere, then maybe you're not for me.
That's the way to look at it. That's so true, though, isn't it? If you get a bit of tomato sauce down your shirt, so what? It's life, isn't it?
It's definitely me, yeah.
it will be. It's nice to see it back, and I think maybe I'll take some inspiration from it. Maybe.
Yes, please do, or let me help you. Like, out of first dates, if they can't get you on, let me help you. It makes me sad.
But then the idea of being set up with someone, I just can't.
We spoke on the show. You were going on a rowing. You were doing a rowing club or something. How did
Yeah,
that
yeah. Happen? Well, actually, funny enough, you bring it up. We did one training session, and then the lockdown happened, and I'm starting again next weekend. So yeah, it'll be nice. There's been quite a few dropouts because of the situation, so understandably. But I'm actually quite excited for that. And that's actually better for me in a way, because it's a more natural way of meeting someone than just sitting down for dinner. There might be no one there that I find attractive or finds me attractive, but potentially it's a new group of people.
There will be. And I think you need to up your flirting. I've never seen you flirt, but I don't think you're that like expressive in your flirting. I think you should just... show them.
You haven't seen me drunk, Cece. You haven't seen me drunk.
Can we do one of these drunk? Like, we have to give them a 5 glasses before we start talking.
Oh my God, that, producer Georgia, that is an idea that I am up for. See what happens when the whole show is done, 5 glasses of wine in.
Aren't we then?
So you're spending most of your time doing the Pilates at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, it's a constant 2-3 classes a day. I've gone back to the studio now, so I'm doing 2 classes a week in studio.
No wonder your body's looking incredible.
It's a lot. I'm knackered. I'm like exhausted. But if that's all, you know, if that's the worst it is, it's just exhaustion, then I'm okay with that too. But yeah, my team, I've got a lovely little group now who, again, they feed, they give me all the energy I need. I give them and they give back, and we're just, I wish the situation wasn't happening, because I would have a massive rave in my garden with my Pilates crew, because they become friends now. Like there's so much support and love and care. Like the way they talk to each other on Zoom before the classes, it makes my heart skip just seeing like that happen. And you've created it. Well, I mean, I press go, and you know, meeting, and they chat, and then you know, and then we bounce around our rooms, and then we end it. But yeah, it's great. It gives me a lot of joy to see other people. So just interacting with each other, because there's a lot of single men, women in the group, and you know, their highlight of the day is to go on Zoom and do a class and interact with people. So that makes me feel good that I can provide that service.
God, you're just a one-stop dating shop, aren't you, really, with your job and your hobbies and whatever you're doing. So where can we can catch you doing this online, can we?
Yeah. 7 times a week online, 2 times a week in class.
And is that on your Instagram?
It's on the gram, yeah, but I've got a separate page, like a Pilates page, because I think my first date's a lot of getting a bit bored of me going, let's do another sit-up. They're like, oh,
no, I don't want to.
Yeah, I just want to eat.
Well, Cece, as ever, really good to catch up with you, and thanks for coming on and doing your hair. I mean, this is spectacular. We really appreciate that.
I'm about to do a class now, so in studio, and we get in a hot room. This is just, I'm going to be like a drowned rat.
Thank you so much for joining us, my love.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I love being on. Can I come on every day?
You can definitely come back anytime. Happy to have you. Thanks so much, Cece. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Love you, class.
Bye. Thank you.
She is like a little ray of sunshine, isn't she?
Isn't she just? Oh, done her head. Love that bouncy blow she's done herself.
I know. I feel like I really should have put more effort into there. I've got my old T-shirt on and my joggers and my
I've still
my
got gym clothes on. I feel terrible. I'm sinking into the bed. I'm thinking, oh, no.
Maybe when it comes to Christmas, we'll do like a dressy-uppy Christmas thing.
Yeah, we should do that.
If we can get some special guests on again. Like we did for our 200th show, Georgia. That was a good one. I believe we've got the little pre-record from AJ and Curtis to play now, so everyone please enjoy that. It was quite the chat, and they're two lovely boys, aren't they, Bob?
Oh, it's such a laugh. So nice to catch up with them.
Hello, boys. There you
Hello,
are.
Boys. I just realised that that's Abby's Zoom, but it's AJ. Yeah. Yeah.
We can tell the difference, luckily.
Good.
How are you guys?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Really good. Do you know what's nice? To see two people sitting so closely together.
Yeah. How's everything going for you? Keeping busy, boys?
Yeah, things are starting to get busy. Social media busy and starting, you know, preparation. A lot of thinking. Brain busy.
Best way.
On camera. Yeah. Actually, I'm just watching Netflix.
Yeah, I think like we all are. What have you been busy doing?
Well, we've got a calendar coming out, which is...
We haven't been busy about doing anything to the calendar. All we have to do is turn up to a shoot tomorrow and it's done. There's not even anything planning to do. You don't even have to pick your clothes out. You just turn up and it's all done.
AJ, you're supposed to be selling yourself.
Yeah, I'll sell myself. All he had to do was say yes or no if he wanted a calendar, and that's all he did do.
He had to think about, do I want one or do I not? You know,
well, yeah.
You know, we've got the tour that we're preparing for next year, AJ and Curtis, big night out. So
yes.
That's,
that is a lot of planning. I will give you that one. I don't know if you've done any planning towards that point.
Don't start saying that because we're on camera now.
He said on the post, like, I think the fireworks should be bigger on the post. I was like, good thinking.
Graphics expert now, on top of everything else, you're a graphics expert.
And you've both got a podcast.
Yes, so the podcast we've been working on as well, which is super exciting, because that sort of actually came about because we're on radio one time and we just sort of took over the radio interview and we were just talking nonsense the whole time. And it was just great fun. And then we thought, let's create a podcast out of this. It has an insight to everything we're doing. So if a job's going on, we can talk about that a little bit more. And we can just sort of throw it along with our life. And we love to have debates.
I think
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Like, you do TV and somebody sees you as you are and you're usually doing a job. Or even on, like, live theatre, when you're kind of taking over an audience, you have quite a lot of control and the adrenaline's going. But again, you're quite a loud version of yourself. A bigger persona of what you may be at home. But when you have something like radio, it's quite in, like, you're in someone's brain. You're like, there's no visual. You're like, you're in there.
You're the devil.
But when it comes
shoulder.
To a podcast, the more you listen to a podcast, the more you get ingrained into that person's feelings and emotions. So when you, it feels very personal. And what's really nice.
I'm regretting doing the podcast now.
No, what's really nice, we talk about, try and stick to serious stuff. And within 2 minutes, you are talking about the randomest thing ever. And you start off at point A, and you're supposed to go to B, but you go A to Z, and then you go back to B, and then C. And it's so random, but so intriguing. And even when we listen to a podcast back, and you're like, that's really good. And then you don't even realise what you said. You just start rambling on.
I guess that's the beauty of obviously being so close as brothers. When you're working together, I bet it's very easy to feel like you're not even working.
Exactly. Yeah. So true. And because we are brothers, we know each other inside out. So we just know everything about each other. So we always know how to wind each other up as well, which is a great thing for a podcast. You're just poking the fire there. Just,
Very, so very easy to wind up you are, aren't you? Like, for example, today, right now, funny enough, we'll use this prime example. Have you got a T-shirt on, Kurt, or did you think it was a phone call?
No, I didn't, but you didn't either, so don't give me this.
I'm dressed in my real clothes.
You don't have anything on from here below.
Are you doing this bottomless?
No, I'm fully, it's free, you know, we're at home. Yeah, I like free.
So it sounds like a bit of a cacophony of things. What kind of stuff are you talking about on the podcast?
There is a structure to the podcast. As much
good, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Whole chaos. obviously, we want to know about the topics that are happening. Most of the time at the moment, we may as well talk about Donald Trump this week, I feel like, because is it true? Did it really happen? Or did he just look like he'd been to a spa retreat for one night? He looks pretty well today. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I love a good conspiracy theory. So we have to throw some conspiracy theories in there. And in the podcast as well, because it's we're going to be having questions about each other. So we're going to be getting the viewers to ask us questions. And we're brothers, so we know everything about each other. So if they want to know that deepest and darkest thing, that horribleness, you know, I got it.
Within reason.
Yeah, there is one point that is really funny, because our producer knows us really, really well now. And he does some general knowledge questions. And he understands that our general knowledge is not the most general knowledge. So he'll hit us with like a random geography question or like a language question. And he knows that we come up with the most random answers ever because, well, our geography and history and
I dropped languages in school. So, yeah.
And it's not really up there. It's more on the kind of like,
so if you put an accent on, then you're speaking in the language.
Yeah.
It's how it goes, you know.
Yeah. Oh, practice. No, you're one of those people. Oh, no.
Toilet.
Or just add an A or an O on the end. That's what I'll do in Spain.
True.
How much, eh? They know. If you go how much, I don't know. But if I go how much, eh? €5.
It's when the hand signs start coming out.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you obviously grew up together, obviously, but now I'm assuming you live together as well.
Yes.
Can it get a bit intense between the two of you, because that's a lot,
right? So actually it's not too bad. We are quite good. We obviously get on each other's nerves and stuff, but I'm sort of living in AJ's flat, so
there's no sort of. You are living in my flat rent free. You eat my food that me and Abby cook for you. You come on our dates with us because you like the new restaurants we try, and you get new TVs because I ordered the wrong TV for my room. You get,
hey, don't hate me because you hate me, AJ. What can I say?
Courtesy, you a good third wheel. Are you a good third wheel?
I'm the best third wheel. If there is anything called a third wheel, I'm here right now.
You're a trike.
No, the thing is, I'm not really a third wheel. I do follow him around everything, but Abby's my best friend. AJ's my brother and best friend. I'm a third wheel. I'm trying to dig myself out. Yeah.
Sounds like it to me.
I think one thing, obviously, because it's work, and for us, it's not work. We love what we do. So being together, it's hard, but it's good. We do a job that's not really a job, and being in a board together means that we can get work done super quick. So whatever time of day, night, an email comes in, a message comes in, like, we do it straight away.
Yeah.
Mainly because if we don't do it straight away, we usually forget about it. But
For example, I think an email came in at 9:10 o'clock or something. We just needed to confirm. I was like, AJ, check your email.
It was later than that, but yeah.
And then we can do it. So it works nice. And like what we do isn't work. I mean, Siri. Siri agree with me there. A bit awkward.
It's all right.
What we do, it's not work. We enjoy doing what we do, and we love to work together, and it's just good fun. And we just enjoy doing everything that we do. So I'm very lucky and fortunate.
No, it doesn't even wear clothes to come to work apparently anymore.
Who needs?
Would
to
you say there's a negative of working with your brother? I mean, obviously there's so many like positives, but is there a negative?
I think the one thing which is kind of like the highest positive, but also what could become a negative, which we aim not to happen, is for us, we are brothers and our mum and dad are so proud that we work together, but you would never want that family falling out, or we're very clear that sometimes we do get to that level where we are going to go crazy, and we kind of see that that's going to happen, and we always try and, like, I'll go for a walk, or he'll lock himself in his room, or whatever it is, you know, like we know when we're going to hit that limit, and we make sure that we disperse and come back.
And it's not normally work which causes that. It's normally who's going to take out the trash or things like that.
You should have one job in the flat. Taking out the trash is the least thing.
No, I take out the trash. It's just it gets full up, and you don't see me take it out. So because then you don't think
you order these meals, and you use so much stuff up. You use more stuff than me, so. You should take the trash out more often.
I'm 6'3", you're 4'1". You know, I have to use more things.
I mean, I hope if your podcast is anything like this, I mean, I'm into it. This is going to be great listening.
Exactly.
And tell us a bit about the show that you've got planned.
Yeah, so AJ and Curtis, Big Night Out. It is basically a variety show. It's got entertainment, it's got singing. Somebody will be leaving every single show with an incredible prize. So it's got that Saturday night, you know, big shiny light TV show, that feel to it, and we've just brought it to the stage and to the West End.
Yeah, I think for us, we want our own TV show, and what better way than kind of really showing people, and especially the producers out there, that you can you can host, you can present, you can take over a whole audience. So it's got the dance element, because obviously that's what we're passionate about, but definitely the comedy side, our personality between us, is highly scripted. And the what more do you love than having 5 or 6 people on the stage making a fool out of themselves, but can walk away with maybe silly prizes like toilet roll, which is quite necessary. We all know that now. Or holidays at the end of the thing. Like, the great thing is we can really take over. And it is going to be a full-on entertainment show that I don't think has really happened before. And I think for us, for me especially as a kind of a producer and an OCD person, like really writing it and taking control of everything and placing Curtis in there.
Yeah, but you're not writing my stuff.
I can't write Curtis' script because Curtis will have a script and No. You can be quiet right now. We'll do 40 shows and not one show will be the same. He will start in a different place. We'll be doing a dance and he's supposed to be over there and he'll be sat in the front row. He literally goes kamikaze when there's a live audience. It's amazing for the audience, but for me, it is like, what is happening to me?
And does that stress out your OCD?
Yes. I like to be very much
he likes
so
to have all his mugs and his cups and everything in the correct way, you know, all facing the perfect little angle, his kettle and his toaster right in the angle. So sometimes I'll come downstairs in the middle of night and I'll just spin it round just to annoy him.
Curtis, you sound like a nightmare. I'm going to
put that out there. Take that, AJ. I know this is going to frustrate you.
When is the tour kicking off?
The tour will be in September 2021. So hopefully by that time, everything is back to normal. The theatres are open and everybody is back performing and we see the West End lit up again.
Agree, I hope so. Well, we're about to see our Saturday nights lit up again because Strictly is back. I know you're not part of this series. What have you made of the news about the same-sex partner? Because I think you said before you would have been happy to have danced with a guy.
Yeah, no, I think definitely making history is great. And Nicola Adams, she is obviously a fantastic athlete. And it's going to be really nice to see her kind of, hopefully see her as more sensitive side, because obviously she does kind of beat people up for a living. Yeah. There's no other way of putting it. But I love her for that. And what's really nice is because within the dancing world where we come from, there's a lot of same-sex partners as in young girls dancing because there's not always enough boys to dance. So I think it's going to really show the young girls that it's really positive thing. And with it being on that kind of 12 million people watching it, if not more this year, it's going to be done really respectful. And I just really hope that Nicola, I know she will, understands of what an honour it is to be the first pairing.
I'm intrigued to see who's, like, for when they do lifts in some of the show dances, yeah. Who's going to be lifting, who's going to be lifted. It's going to be really intriguing and really entertaining to watch.
Yeah, actually. And I think what's really nice, when it comes down to dance, dance is about movement to music. Dance is about portraying and telling a story. And whether that be two males, two females, a group of guys, group of girls, it doesn't matter, as long as the story is beautiful. And hopefully they do the dancing well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's great when they don't do it well, though, either.
Yeah, it's entertaining as well, yeah.
Well, apparently, we don't know if it's confirmed yet. Nicola is dancing with Katya. So I think we can expect...
I don't know if it's true, but if that is
some
true...
some good choreography, Katya does.
That is going to be... It's going to... Well, that's going to be fire. That is going to be crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, but Katya is crazy in the most positive way, so I can't wait to see them creations.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she did make Ed Balls do the Gangnam Style, didn't she? And I think that was sticking everyone's minds.
They didn't know they wanted it, but then they got it.
Whether they wanted it or didn't want it, yeah, they had.
And that's what we need. After the year we've all had, you know what I mean? And that's the beauty of Strictly. There's not many shows now that the whole family can sit down and watch from all generations. And it's a little bit of Saturday night entertainment. And honestly,
well, it's a bit of normality that's come back. And I think we need some normality with the whole, everything's been thrown crazily this year. It's just wild. And obviously everyone's safety is in mind, but we need some normality. And I think Strictly's really going to bring that back to the TV.
Especially seeing as I feel like it was summer 2 weeks ago. Now I'm into like the Antarctic
right
now.
The year has gone so slow, but so fast. It's wild. 2 months left until Christmas. Mad.
Okay. Totally nuts. What do you make about Bruno not being involved this year?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the one thing that I would say, obviously, when you've got three judges, like, it's going to be a bit hard to very clearly see, like, that's the top leaderboard or that's the bottom. There's going to be a lot more kind of like that kind of joint pairings. Mm. And when that happens, it means that you are not safe. You are in that kind of like danger zone. So I think it's going to be really interesting. But I know, obviously, Shirley is great. Craig, again, Moxie, they all have their own interpretation. So I think it will lack a bit of Bruno. I don't know what Bruno is. We could call him Control Chaos, Dynamite. I don't know, but it's always great to have that element. So I wonder if Shirley will go even more bananas this year.
I would like to see that. I would.
She could fall off a chair or two.
So, boys, what's the name of your podcast again?
AJ versus Curtis.
Yeah. Jesus, get it right. This is why I'm here. It's AJ versus Curtis. It's a nice photo of Curtis looking quite deranged and me just looking happy.
This is what we want. Thanks so much for joining us, evening boys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Great to speak to you.
And best of luck with the prep for the tour. Let's hope it all goes ahead.
It will do. Positive thinking. Yeah.
Bye, boys. Have a lovely evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
What a lovely, I mean, chaos, but in the best way.
I feel like we've had a little behind the scenes of what the podcast is going to be like.
Yeah, I completely agree. But
I'm here for it.
Why not? sounds great. And I do hope that by September next year, things are a little bit normal. I really do.
Oh, God, yeah, let's hope. Can you imagine if we're sat here this time next year and it's still this? Oh, no, don't.
No.
We can't even think about that.
No, can't bear it. So as I think I said, I've got quite an exciting weekend ahead where I'm going to be spending it rowing in the freezing cold in Royal Docks, which will be nice. What about you, Bob? What are you doing?
You know, probably training, keeping myself busy with that. No real plans at the minute. So
good.
Yeah, just having, do you know what, just a little bit of chill time. I finished filming now, so I'm going to just concentrate on me for a little bit. Bit of me, bit of training, and That's hopefully touch
wood. TV.
Yeah, as long as gyms are still open. Might treat myself to a bath bomb.
Oh,
love a little bath bomb. Oh, yeah, me yeah. too. So, yeah, just got to be a little bit of R&R.
I think well deserved, and you should enjoy the downtime while you can, because before you know it, you'll be back filming TOWIE, busy. We might have a vaccine. Who knows? We might all be back to normal. But we're always here, whatever.
That's the one thing we do know. Every Thursday night, we're together. Thank God for that.
Thank God for that, indeed, Bob. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Bye, guys.